I'd just like to add one more thought and underline something Steve said. And that is that there's a difference between strong character and strong-willed. And none of us should be strong-willed. Male, female, none of us should be strong-willed. Our will should bend toward His will. And but strong character, the Lord uses strong character people. People that have strong fortitudes, people that have a go-get 'em, people that get things done. You know, if that's the kind of people the Lord uses. But in thinking of that then, in distinguishing the difference between strong-willed and strong character, strong will usually indicates my will. Mm-hmm. I want my will. Mm-hmm. That's a strong-willed person, usually in Scripture. The strong character is different. Mm-hmm. A strong character, a woman that had strong character, who was married, I think we mentioned earlier, if I'm not mistaken, we mentioned Abigail earlier this week. And she was a tremendous asset to a really dumb man. I mean, her husband was was a fool. Mm-hmm. And Scripture indicates so. I mean, he acted like such. Mm-hmm. And she was strong character, and she knew what was right. She followed it up, and she didn't tell her husband. Now, and that's a striking thing. She didn't tell her husband at first. So when we think about this, I'm not suggesting that we should hide anything from our husbands and wives. But I am suggesting that the Lord uses strong character people and strong character woman. So distinguish the difference between strong will, which is usually saying my will, and strong character. That's First Samuel 25, if anybody wants to read that.
Could we say along with this, because I think Abigail is who I was thinking of, if you have the strong character, and if you're really, if something is of the Lord, He's not just going to give you what to do, He's going to give you how to do it, because her strategy in dealing with David, you have two strong character people who are coming to a head in this chapter. She didn't just know what she had to do. She had to stop David, and she could have done it in a variety of ways. The Lord gave her, and she didn't have time to sit and think and study the word and pray or go to the brethren. She had to make a decision right away. But when something is from the Lord, he's not just going to give you what to do. He's going to give you the strategy and approach. I think that's kind of how you could see the difference between strong-willed and strong character, because along with character and the zeal, if you might say, the Lord's not just going to give you zeal with no direction. He's going to give you the zeal and the direction to carry out His will at the same time.
Just one more comment for men, and I seem to be on the side of that equation. We have to be careful as men that we pick the wrong criteria when we're thinking about a partner. In Proverbs 31, it tells us favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Well, don't expect a woman who fears the Lord if you don't fear the Lord. Don't expect, when we talk about headship, we talk about leadership, we talk about all of these qualities as men, by the divine blueprint, that's the role that we take. Paul says, am I not allowed to lead about a wife? To lead. And so we sometimes take the wrong criteria. We take the physical characteristics, or we take the social standing, or all kinds of criteria. The real biblical criteria in thinking and pursuing is a woman that fears the Lord.
Just to add to what you said, this questioner very insightfully pointed out that in Proverbs 31, the husband was sitting in the gate, which means he had responsibility. He was of influence. He influenced those around him. And I think what's also being implied here is, let's stop wasting time, men. it's time to step up and be the man that we're supposed to be. Women should be the women they are supposed to be, but that's not our job to worry about if they're the women that God is making them. Once we're married, it is our job, actually. We should be nourishing and cherishing and helping to develop one another's character. But right now, step up. Choose what matters. Choose what's essential and do it. And don't be one who would not be worthy to sit in the gates in your own sphere of decision-making.
I know we want to get into today's subject, but, you know, it was always interesting. An older brother showed me this in Genesis chapter 2, where we had that question, is that God gave Adam responsibility and a task prior to giving him a helpmeet. It's just an observation. And the idea to be extracted from that sequence of events is that God is looking for men who are going to stand up and want to serve him and be responsible to him and be engaged in the tasks that he assigns. Then he brings along the person who will help you complete that work.